Amen. Thank you, Manny, and great to have you with us here today in church. I've really enjoyed today. It's wonderful. Now, we have an ice cream truck turning up very, very soon and bouncy castle afterwards, but I do need to share a couple of thoughts with you as we come towards the end of our celebration today. And boys and girls, I'm going to need your help in a few moments. But, we'll get into a few thoughts first. You know, this morning, you might have picked up this flavour already. It's not just our Toddler Jam service. And I'm going to pause there for just a second and say thank you to Jess, because I think Jess does an amazing job with running Toddler Jam. She was just looking forward to everything winding down this year, and then I come along and say, you know what we should do? We should do a Toddler Jam service. And it's like, oh, you know, but no, it's been amazing. It's been amazing. So thank you, Jess. But it's not just a Toddler Jam service. It's also the beginning of our kind of lead into Christmas. And Percy the Possum was talking about making room. And that happens to be the theme of our Christmas period this year at Inglewood. So we're going to start talking about Christmas. And so I thought I would also talk about the Christmas story, or just a part of the Christmas story this morning, and then we'll just give some very quick thoughts on that as we finish up. So let's look at Matthew chapter 2. I'm just going to read it out. Words will be on the screen. I've sort of abbreviated it a little bit as well. Maybe you remember this part of the Christmas story, but we'll just have a look at it. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chiefs, priests, and teachers of the law, all the heavies, right? He asked them, "Where is the Messiah?" Which is just another word for Savior. Where's the dude who's going to save us from these nasty Romans that are in our region? Where was the Messiah to be born? And they eventually reply, "In Bethlehem in Judea." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." Now, quick spoiler alert, Herod, he's the bad guy. He doesn't actually really want to go and bow down and worship the baby Jesus at all. In fact, he is freaking out. Why is he freaking out? Because he's terrified that he's going to be replaced as king, as the king of Jerusalem. He's the king of Jerusalem at the time. He's trying to get the Magi, the wise men, to reveal where Jesus was so that he could go and get rid of him. But I want to share with you a thought today, but before I do that, maybe just hold this question in your mind as we go through. I want to ask, what made the wise men so wise? You don't have to answer right now. Just have a think about that. Why do we call them wise? What made them so wise? As you ponder that, feel free to shout out. I've got some things. What do you think this is? What are these that I have here on the platform? Feel free to shout it out. Gifts. Yeah? Who's looking forward to getting a present in, where are we? What is it? 7th? 18 days. Yeah? I love presents. I just in case you've got any spare one. No, I'm kidding. No, I love getting presents. But I also love giving presents as well. Let's talk about gifts for a moment. Kids or grown-ups, feel free to shout out, what is the best Christmas gift you ever got? Go.
Jesus.
Gold star for you. Okay. Now, for the rest of the illustration, what is the best Christmas gift you got?
A wonderful family.
Oh. As I fight back tears, what is the best Christmas gift you ever got?
A dog.
A dog. Oh, so, who's it? Sorry, a dog? Someone said something else over there. A dog?
Super Soaker.
Super Soaker. I got a Nerf gun once. It was the best thing. I remember I was 8 years old, I got a Nerf gun. And I went down to my, this is my dad. And I went down to my sister's room and shot her door and woke her up. And this, we got off on the wrong foot. Anyway, another really great Christmas gift.
PlayStation 1.
Yes. Classically trained there is Eleanor. PlayStation 1. Yeah, fantastic. I think I remember once my wife bought me an American Fender Strat. And I was like, it was a limited edition one too. I've still got it. It was like, whoa, amazing present. But I've got some amazing presents here, right? We have gifts. We have amazing gifts. In the Christmas story, we read about three gifts. Anyone know what they were?
Yeah.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Okay. Now, unfortunately, we have an issue. I'm going to have to step down from it. The current spot price of gold and how that interacts with the church budget means our treasurer has told me that I can't actually have real gold to show you. But we do have something similar. So we have gold. And I love these chocolate gold coins. I used to get these in my stocking. And maybe, boys and girls, if you listen really, really well, your mum and dad might let you, mum or dad, if one says no, you can ask the other one, or grandparents, might let you have a gold coin afterwards. But we also have, what's this one? We also have myrrh, and this one isn't fake. This is actual. Would anyone like to smell actual myrrh? Yeah, yeah, come on, have a sniff. Ooh, yeah, anyone want to smell? Yeah. Let's sniff. Woo. Ugh. It's like natural Dettol. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, come on down. Okay, let me just have a smell. Oh, see now when you read the Christmas story, you're gonna have that smell, you'll never forget that. You'll have that smell in your mind. Yeah, and you'll be like, yeah. So that was used for like disinfecting things. They used it in the army to bind up wounds, and it was also given as a sign of a king, but also it was used in embalming as well. And we have, who remembers what the other one was? And now my little stars are falling off. And we have some actual frankincense. Who thinks they know what frankincense is? Yeah, come on down if you'd like to smell real frankincense. Yep. Yeah, you've already smelt it. This one's delicious, but don't drink it. Don't drink it. Yeah.
It's not delicious.
I feel this is like cinnamon cloves. Yeah? Ugh. Yeah. Anyone else? No. Yeah, you just stick your nose in the bottle there. It's good. Ugh. Yeah.
It smells almost the exact same.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? You probably would, because this is from India. So, yeah. So frankincense. So gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Very special gifts. Very special gifts. So we got these three gifts, right? And we read earlier that the wise men, when they reached baby Jesus, they brought out their treasures. Now, they carried these gifts a long, long way. And it's dangerous to carry gold in the ancient world. It's the wild. There's no standing police force. It's like the Wild West. There's bandits and stuff, right? They've carried them a long way. And they journeyed from the far east, probably Babylon. They followed it to Jerusalem, the star, where they found a palace. Think about this. They found a palace, and in that palace, they found a king, right? Who is king over the Jewish nation. And they walk up to this king, and they ask him, where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? Now, this is translated from another language, but in the original text, there's no indication that if it refers to a specific time period, they're not necessarily asking, who is the one recently born King of the Jews. It could be, are you born King of the Jews? It's like if someone said to me, are you Peter Calvin Randall born of Armidale, Perth? I would say you're talking to the right guy. It's interesting because these guys, they come to Jerusalem as the star directs them. And in Jerusalem, they find a palace. And in that palace, they find a king. And in that, and to that king, they ask this question, where is the one born King of the Jews? And what amazes me is Herod doesn't go, yes, speaking. No. He's deeply disturbed. He's so disturbed that he doesn't think to go, I've got an opportunity here to get some really awesome presents. No. He doesn't think to say that. He immediately switches into conspiracy mode. Why does he do that? Why does he do that? His natural response would have been, you're talking to the right guy. But there's something really odd that happens here. Do you know what it is? He doesn't get any presents. In the ancient world, when you came into a palace of a king, when you came into the king's court, you were expected to bring a gift. And the Magi, they don't give him a sausage. And so Herod's thinking there is something off here, and that's why he responds differently. And that's why he responds differently. And meanwhile, the Magi is probably, like one of the Magi is probably saying to the other, Joe, hide it, hide, quick, shove it under your cloak. Don't let him see the gold. Probably. You know what made the wise men wise? A fake king didn't fool them. You see, Herod hadn't actually been born King of the Jews. He was put on the throne by a whole bunch of political manoeuvrings. It was like, for the grown-ups, mid-2000s Australian Parliament, you know, backstabbing and backroom deals. He'd been put there. He didn't really have a right to be sitting on that throne. The wise men, they didn't give him any gifts. They knew he was an imposter. And that's what makes them wise. You see, guys, there's lots of stuff in this world. It's a bit like King Herod. There's lots of stuff that looks like the genuine article. There's lots of stuff that we can give, the gifts and talents that we have. We can give our very breath in our lungs. We can give our life to. But it's all fake. It's an imposter. Give your gifts to the right king. Whether you're young, whether you're older, here's the choice you have. Give the best of you. Give your best gifts to the right king. Because there are imposters. There are imposters. At Christmas, we celebrate a little baby king born in a manger. And these wise men, they're like, Herod's not getting that. That is reserved. Our best is reserved for the real King of the Jews, the real one who was born king. He's not just King of the Jews, guys. He's King of the world, King of the universe. Make sure your best gifts, make sure the breath in your lungs goes to the right king this Christmas. How do you know, by the way, apart from the Christmas story, that Jesus was the right king? That he's not the imposter? Well, we're going to sing a final song in a second, but one of the things that we do at Inglewood every week is we do this thing called communion. And what communion does is it reminds us by a little piece of bread and a little cup of juice, it reminds us about the Easter story. Isn't that weird? The Easter story. Why are we celebrating the Easter story at Christmas? Because the Easter story is how we know who the right king is. The right king is the one who gave everything for us. He didn't just give us his best stuff. He gave his very life for you and me. That's how we know that King Jesus is the true king. He gave it all. As I invite the servers to come up, we've got an opportunity to remind ourselves how you can tell who the right king is. At Inglewood, we like to, you know, just get up at some point during the song and we go to the back and we file down and receive communion. But maybe you're here this morning for the first time and maybe you're just like, I'm not sure about this stuff. Do you know what? That's cool. We would still love you to be able to participate. So as I said, we are singing this really fun song and Jess is going to have some streamers that you can come down. You don't have to come down and get bread and juice. You can come down and grab a streamer and wave it wherever you're at. But we're going to move into this time of communion. I'm going to hand over to the band. If you have, or if you decide today to give all of yourself to the true King, please do come to the front and receive communion with us. Let me pray super quick. Lord God, there are so many imposters in this world. There are so many fakes. There are so many counterfeits. Help us to save our best. Help us to give our gifts. Help us to give our very lives to the real King. Lord, you are the real King because you gave your very life for us on the cross. Thank you that we can celebrate that. Thank you that the fruit of that offering is resurrection and new life, where the joy only compounds and intensifies for the rest of all eternity in your presence. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.